Welcome back to Shirk Center at Illinois Wesleyan, and the Titans victorious today over Calvin, 94-82. We'll hear from Coach Ron Rose in just a little bit, joined by Jalen Beasley, our meathead of the game today. 13 points, 13 rebounds, and a Titan victory. Congratulations on the win this afternoon. Well, first, talk about what you've been able to do here in these first couple games, being the guy down low, getting the rebounds, doing a lot of the hard work, and setting up the rest of your teammates.
With Alec and Trevor not being here this year, I had to step up more in rebounding, so I've just been crashing the glass as hard as I can. The first two games I haven't shot as well as I wanted to, but I'm still just focusing on rebounding and getting to the glass.
Well, you found the shot better today.
Yeah. Today is still not going as much as I wanted to, but I have the most supportive teammates, I think, in the country. They always think the next one's going in, whether I make it or miss it, so just keep firing it up there.
A little bit of a different game. You guys saw a lot of 2-3 zone last night, almost all man-to-man here this evening. It makes it for a little bit of a different offense that you're going to be able to run.
Yep, with almost 2-3 yesterday, we're really trying to work it down the shot clock, and with Calvin today, we're really just getting into our offense. We were a little stagnant at times just because, I don't know, we were maybe used to 2-3 or something, but we got the ball moving, I think, at the end and got it up.
Yeah, you certainly did. And that stretch, they got it down to one, and then all of a sudden you guys just locked down on defense for about a five-minute stretch. That was a pretty good group defensively out there for a while.
Yep, in practice, we practice a perfect possession, just 30 seconds of being in a stance, good defense, jumping to the ball, and that just translated over there, a few possessions.
Yeah, got a couple guys. Tyler Burdine had some really good minutes defensively and a couple baskets offensively as well.
Tyler's two putbacks really got us going there down the stretch, and we love that from Ty. Love seeing that kid play.
Yeah, he gets up and down the floor. Grant Wolf as well, getting up and down the floor defensively too.
Yeah, Grant has 4 years left of varsity basketball. That kid is going to be, he's going to be a monster. I just keep telling him, just get through the mistakes, they'll happen. Just keep fighting through and you'll be fine.
Yeah, and so far you guys have played a lot of people, a lot of rotations, and you found a nice balance there in the second half.
Yep, I love our group. I love our rotation. I think that'll be really good going to Memphis and then starting that conference season when we come back from Memphis.
You get the balance, you get the depth on this team, and on offense in particular, you see the unselfishness of this team where you find the open guy. There's going to be at least one or two guys riding the hot hand at any given moment.
It's not like where you have two guys score 30 one night and neither of them are the leading scorer the next night. We just have an unreal amount of scorers on this team, and I love that. We have a threat every single night. There's no guy that just can't put the ball in the hoop.
Well, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on the win. So what's on the agenda for you this coming week as you get a break and Thanksgiving coming up?
Well, I got one more test on Monday that I got to study for this weekend. Another that, we're just getting ready for Memphis. And
all right,
that's
well,
all we got.
We will look forward to it. Congratulations. Keep up the great work, and good talking to you here today.
Thank you.
All right, that's Illinois Wesleyan senior Jalen Beasley with a 13-point and 13-rebound performance today. He is our meathead of the game for the Titans' victory over Calvin by a score of 94-82. We'll take another timeout, and we'll hear from Coach Ron Rose back in a moment here on WJBC. WJBC.com.
Hi, it's Scott Laughlin. Join the coach, Norm Ash, and me Friday mornings right here on your voice for the Titans, WJBC and WJBC.com.
Welcome back to Shirk Center here at Illinois Wesleyan. As we continue on the post-game show, Coach Ron Rose is making his way here to the to our broadcast position. He'll join us here in a moment as we recap a Titan victory over Calvin, 94-82. First, congratulations on the win. A great first week, 3-0.
Yeah, you know, we have three games in 4 days. You know, you hope you're ready to go because there's not a lot of time for adjustments. And you know, I think playing our third game, you could see our depth really paid off today.
Well, you face another team with a different style, but the offense was still there. The defense had its ups and downs, but you certainly delivered in the second half.
You know, it's crazy just with the offense. We, you know, scored 94, and it was up and down. There were times we still don't have the pace that I would like. There were times where we were just really stagnant, especially early. And I think you can see with all the weapons we have, we're going to be hard to guard. Once we really start executing, I think it will really be difficult. Defensively, we got a ways to go. We got to get better. You know, you don't want to have to score 94 every night to win. So, in all fairness, you know, I kind of took a page out of Coach Bridges' book, and we spent a lot more time on offense than defense in practice in the early going. And so I think our offense is a little ahead of our defense. We're going to have to shore that up here the next couple weeks, looking at CCIW games down the road.
Defensively, though, you got pretty good performance out of Tyler Burdine. Did a nice job off the bench. He was a big lift for you.
Wow, that was really big. You know, they cut the lead, I think maybe to two.
It was to one.
To one. Yeah. And I think he had a couple of huge putback buckets. We had a lot of guys. You know, Colin Bennett had sprained his ankle at that time. I think Brady was out at that time. And the bench really stepped up and went on a big run. I think it was fueled a lot by Tyler, Jason McGuire, and Grant Wolf. Those guys really did a nice job and kind of extended, built that league back up for us.
Yeah, Jalen Beasley on the floor at the time. Knobloch was on the floor. And that group really did a great job digging in defensively. About 5 minutes, it gave you enough of a spurt there to get that lead back.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen Beasley, holy cow.
Yeah.
He really had a great game, man. Not just offensively, but obviously his rebounding numbers are spectacular. Yeah. And then I thought defensively he was really good tonight. I thought he was getting in gaps, and a lot of times when guys were driving, we were closing up some of the gaps that had been opened up, and then certainly cleaning up on the defensive boards.
Coach, you feel it's just a matter of time for Alex O'Neill to get that
offensively?
I mean, he just has all of that, all the moves downloaded, just not going in right now.
Yeah, you know, he's rusty. You know, he's the first time he's really been out there. You know, he's struggling right now a little bit, but I think that's how you get better.
Yeah.
And the struggle's not bad. He's going to be a really good player for us. He just needs to settle in. He's fighting himself in his own mind right now. He just needs to play, and that will happen. I think it's going to just take one game where he loosens up and plays well. And he's going to be a big part of this team.
And then another guy you got on the floor, and all of a sudden you got a lead. Danny Baker just seems to do all those little things, setting screens, getting rebounds, and all that dirty.
He's our junkyard dog.
Yeah.
I mean, Danny goes in there, an undersized post player, but he knows how to play the game. He does everything you ask him to do, does all those little plays from boxing out to setting screens. He knows the offense, so you really trust that when you're running offense, he's going to be in the right spot and set the right screen. And so, again, he's a really valuable piece to this whole puzzle we're trying to put together.
It's kind of fun to watch, especially when you see every game, because it's a different guy every night. It was Nick Coleman in the first half tonight. You know, it didn't go well for him last night, but tonight he's getting the shots and knocking them down.
Right, yeah. Last night, I think he played 4 minutes the second half and was 1 for 7. But I think that's the sign of a good team, is on any given night you don't know who it's going to be. And I think we got multiple guys. You know, I think we've got guys that you can count on in terms of what they're going to give you, and then you're going to get that extra boost from others. And the thing, part of it is these guys are competitive. It's one thing we saw early on in practice is that these guys will work hard and they really compete. And I think it shows on the floor when they cut a lead, we really knuckle down there.
What's the reality of trimming the rotation or keeping this at 11 to 12 as you move on?
Well, it's tough to play 12.
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's going to be situational. You know, Doug Wallen came in and gave us some really good minutes. You know, Doug's going to be a really terrific player here at Illinois Wesleyan. It's just right now, you know, with early in the season, it's hard to play some freshmen that don't quite know exactly all the ins and outs of how we're going to play. Right. So it's nice to give him a few minutes here. He's going to keep getting better. You know, I don't know where it's going to go. You know, I worry about it a lot because you've got a lot of great kids that work hard that you want to give opportunity. Somehow it usually works out. What I love is this, that you know, on a given night, you know, Zach Knobloch makes 10 threes last night. I think he played 5 minutes the first half, and he was fired up. There's an unselfishness, and that's kind of the championship DNA you have to have, is guys are about more about the team than themselves, and I think we've got a group like that.
I wanted to ask you about Zach, because his movement without the ball is outstanding. A couple of fades off of those screens. Mm-hmm. He knows how to get himself open.
He does. I mean, he knows how to sniff out a shot.
Yeah, he does.
And if I shot like him, I would too, right? He's such a threat out there at all times, and he can spread the floor and you know, I think he really helped. Like when Grant was out there, Zach was on the floor at the same time. Well, suddenly there's driving lanes. Mm-hmm. And I thought Grant did a nice job of finding some of those.
Colin Bennett, heavy ankle sprain. Is that what it appears at
it
this
is,
point?
It is. Yeah, I thought it was something different early. I was kind of concerned. He's going to be fine.
Okay.
And I thought, again, you know, I don't know what his numbers look like, but, boy, what a competitor.
Yeah.
You know, he just gives you – another piece of the puzzle in terms of how hard he plays, how hard he competes. You need kind of a guy out there that's a little ornery. And Collin's that guy for us.
And what I like about Collin on the offensive end is, you know, he doesn't settle for that three-point shot. He's probing constantly, getting in the lane, drawing contact. You need that guy.
We do. You know, and in past years, we haven't had a lot of that dribble drive action. But Collin gives us a guy who just, you're right, attacks the basket. We saw Grant can do it. Brady can do it a little bit. And so now we've got a nice blend of guys who can drive the ball. We got some guys who obviously can shoot the ball. So I think that makes it more difficult. We're going to really work hard in developing more of our post game because I think that's the last piece that we need to add to this to really be a well-rounded offensive team.
Yeah, it starts going inside out, and it could really become something at that
point.
Oh,
well, with our shooters.
Yeah.
And we got, you know, in fairness to our post, we haven't had very good spacing when the ball's gotten in. So we got to work a little better to help those guys create some spacing and some angles either to score or give better passing lanes to kick it out.
But even with all these apparent flaws, what felt like kind of a so-so night, 15 three-pointers, right?
Yeah, how about that?
And 94 points.
Well, 15 for 31.
Yeah.
15 for 31. And yeah, it sounds crazy. Like I said, we scored 94, and I didn't feel like we were super efficient in that 94.
Yeah.
And that just tells you the offensive firepower. Plus, when you have some athletes like we do, we were able to generate some extra opportunities. You know, I can't remember how many shots we got last night, but we got a lot more than the other team. Didn't get as many tonight, but that's those extra opportunities are killers when you have, you know, a team like ours in terms of ability to shoot the basketball.
So after three games in a very short amount of time, a time to get the guys back to practice for at least a few days, I guess, before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it'll be nice having the day off tomorrow. Three games in 4 days is tough. You know, early in the season, you know, the best way to get in shape is playing games. Well, they're thrown right into the fire, three games in 4 days. So it'd be nice having tomorrow off. We'll have 2-3 days of practice before we head to Memphis. And, boy, is that going to be an exciting trip. James Engled, one of our alumni, have set up a tour at the St. Jude Hospital that we're going to be able to take. I think that is going to be a really neat experience for our entire team. And then a couple good games down at Rhodes College.
Well, we'll look forward to it, and you'll love St. Jude. It's a remarkable place.
I'm really looking forward to it. Thanks for being here tonight, guys.
All righty, and have a great Thanksgiving. We'll see you afterwards. Titans coach Ron Rose as Illinois Wesleyan wins it today over Calvin, 94-82. As we look at the final stats for today's game before we wrap it up here at Shirk Center, the Titans were led with 5 in double figures. And it was Brady Rose and Nick Coleman sharing the lead with 18 points apiece. Coleman 5 of 10 from three-point range. And Brady Rose was 7 of 10 from the field and 2 for 4 at the free throw line. Next up, Zach Knobloch had 14, including 3 three-point baskets. After a game in which he had 10 from downtown, Jalen Beasley, 13 points, 13 rebounds, a double-double for him. Jason Gregoire had 10 off the bench in the win. Colin Bennett had 6 points, left early in the second half with what Coach said was an ankle sprain. 4 points for Tyler Burdine, along with 4 rebounds. Danny Baker, 3 points and 5 boards. And 2 points apiece for Alex O'Neill and Miles Curry, while Doug Wallen played 6 minutes but did not score. Titans shot 45% from the field, 26 out of 58, 15 of 31 from three-point range. Not quite as prolific as the other night, but more efficient, in fact, as they made close to 50% of their three-point tries and shot 27 out of 34 at the free-throw line for 79%. Got to the free-throw line far more frequent than Calvin did. The Titans out rebounded the Knights 38 to 34. Titans had 9 turnovers, and Calvin had 8. For the Knights, they had 5 in double figures as well, led by Derek DeVries off the bench with 15 points, along with Austin Bykirk, 15, Michael Wilkes, 13, Luke Morrison, 12, Carlos Amoros with 11, Jason Walter had 6, Alex Boss, 5, Tony Canone, 3, and Tom Morrison, 2, as Calvin takes their second straight setback in the opening weekend of the Titans, now 3-0 after the first week.
Well, you talk about a tough start for Calvin going on the road to Rock Island to play Augustana. You got to come back to Bloomington to play Illinois Wesleyan. They drop them both, but I'm sure they learned a lot about their team. Titans off to a 3-0 start. The offensive side of the ball looks great. Still a work in progress on the defensive end, but Illinois Wesleyan, nice trip coming up with a doubleheader down in Memphis Saturday and Sunday next weekend. Should be a lot of fun for the team traveling down there, but off to a nice start at 3-0.
Well, and Millikan in other league play got their first win of the season over Finlandia, while Carthage takes it on the chin, their first loss as they fall to Lake Forest today, 71-65. That's going to wrap it up here today from Shirk Center as the Titans win over Calvin, 94-82. And they at least get a split here today. The Titan women were also winners today in Chicago against the Maroons. The Titan football team knocked out earlier in the first round of the Division III playoffs by a 28-0 score against Case Western Reserve. We have the recap of that on WJBC.com. And the podcast of our postgame interviews will be online shortly as well. That'll wrap it up here today from Shirk Center. For Blake Haas in studio and Joel Swanson, I'm Eric Stock saying so long from Shirk Center. Again, our final score, Illinois Wesleyan 94 and Calvin College 82. This has been Illinois Wesleyan Titan Basketball on WJBC and WJBC.com.